This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
There's someone in the hallway and Kara and I are terrified. My first thought is like, is it a living person?
Yeah.
Should I walk out there and be like, can I help you?
I don't know.
Oh, I wouldn't, but I don't like people. You guys, the best part of the random people in the building is that they were paranormal investigators. Like, what?
Huh?
And the door was unlocked, so they just walked right in.
They just thought they were welcome.
We host a true crime podcast, so we just came in this big empty building and left the door unlocked. Like, are we trying to get attacked?
Probably. I think so.
Smart.
Smart of us to do.
Hey, this is the Witches, Magic, Murder, and Mystery Podcast.
Hey guys, I'm Kara.
I'm Megan.
And we're...
alive.
Alive. We're doing big things today.
Kara's going to tell some ghost stories.
I am, and that's funny because these guys said that they're organizing a ghost walk downtown Nicholasville, and they wanted to reach out to us.
To the podcast or just to you all?
Because to us, here? Because the building is old. It's like one of the original. The OGs on the street.
Is it haunted?
I don't know. Evangeline, but she can't. I should have been like, you know, we brought Evangeline with us, so she's ours. Please don't run her off.
You should have like whispered, do you hear it? She's back there.
And then I'm like, I'm by myself. And then they look in here and see you sitting in the chair.
And I'll just stare at them.
That's my co-host.
No, you should just be like,
my co-ghost.
My co-ghost. Ridiculous. We had a listener who brought us a book. It was Michelle, right?
She
brought this, and it's called Hell House and Other True Hauntings from Around the World. And I'm taking it home today, just so you're aware.
Yeah, go look through it. So fun.
I'm alone tonight.
So Megan's going to terrify herself. Yeah. Megan's going to hate life for a bit. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So smart.
Yeah, it's great.
I make great decisions, Kara. We've been talking about my great decisions all morning.
Don't we both? I mean... it's good. It's good. Everything's fine. Everything is awesome. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nothing at all is a mess.
Never. But that's how we thrive, really. Pure is chaos.
Is it?
No. I don't know. But it's fine.
It'll be fine. Okay.
I've got some listener ghost stories for you today because my life has been crazy for the past 2 weeks. And here we are. All right. I've got, hey, ladies, I freaking love your podcast. I've decided to tell you some ghost stories. So when I was like 12, I'm 14 now, I was at the school dance. I know. Isn't that adorable?
She's 14.
I know. So sweet.
What's her name?
Also, don't be listening to some of these episodes.
I hope your mom knows you listen. What's her name?
Rachel or Zoe.
Oh, she even went with the Rachel joke.
Uh-huh.
Zoe.
I know.
I love you.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Keep going.
Okay. So it says, I was at a school dance and I got really bored. So I went to the stairs, and the layout of my school is like the dances in the cafeteria. And then there's like the stairs go up to the gym. So I was on the stairs to go to the gym, and there's like locker rooms between the gym and the stairs. And there was a man, maybe mid...
I need to draw a diagram.
I know. Maybe mid 30s, ran across the room, and he had white t-shirt, brown cargo pants, like the ones from like the 80s or 90s. God.
Back in the olden days.
Jeez. But he had like military cropped hair. And when I told my friends about it, they thought I was all crazy. And we're recently coming up on 3.5 year anniversary of our house. So I thought I'd tell you the story of the ghost that haunts our house.
Oh.
Yeah. So she's haunted at school and now she's haunted at home. She's decided to name him Eugene after our Evangeline.
Oh, my God.
I know. She said, I was having a sleepover with my friends one time, and he got really mad, I guess, and pushed off like my dad's cardboard VR set. And we were all freaked out, and I went to go check, And I was like, Eugene, God. And then a couple of days later, we were cleaning up after my sister, now 10, was on the other side of our gaming table in the basement, which is like 10 feet by 3 feet. Listen to her, no one. Mm-hmm. And there was like a bag of all sorts of licorice on her side. And she was like a couple of feet behind it and nowhere near the bag. And the bag just launched itself across the room. Ooh. And we freaked out. And I was like, Jean, again.
Again with the drama, Jean. We know you're here.
Yeah. And then recently I got really freaked out. I was actually pretty calm, but I mean, I'm sure she's like 14. She's in a house that's haunted by Jean. Yeah. She said, I used like a little poof in the shower and I was getting ready to take a shower and I was running the water and it was heating up and I was setting up my towel and my soaps and stuff. And the poof was on the ledge and it was very secure because it was hanging there and it just fell. Mm. And I was like, thanks, Eugene. Yeah. But Eugene, leave it out of the shower. Leave it, please. And I want to be in private, Eugene. She said, please excuse.
Inappropriate.
Yeah. She said, please excuse any typos. I'm using voice text. Enjoy the stories, Rachel or Zoe. So
well,
cute.
Zoe, you're the cutest.
You're adorable.
Yeah, there's no way the poof should have come off the hanger.
No, what?
Without help.
Eugene.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Okay. Hi, ladies. I have to start off by saying that I stumbled onto your podcast a few months ago and was so pleasantly surprised and excited to learn that you're from Kentucky. Me too. I was born and raised in Prestonburg, so we're all Eastern Kentucky gals. I'm residing in Virginia now. Anyways, I love listening to the ghost story episodes, and I myself have a ton to share with you. Mm. I'll also add that I've been a clairvoyant, intuitive, sensitive with mediumship abilities since I was a little kid.
Ooh.
I've had more experiences than I can count. For me, I have paranormal experiences everywhere I have ever lived, even some that aren't haunted. Ghosts are just drawn to me. Look at me, she said sarcastically. A lot of my stories come from my parents' house. They built their home in 2007, but immediately after moving in, the paranormal experiences began. I think it has to do with the land in this case. The home was built on land that used to be an old farm, and Lord only knows what it was before then. So I'll tell a couple of stories that happened there when I was growing up. Once my grandma, aunt, uncle, little cousin had come to stay with us. My parents, grandma, aunt, and uncle had already gone to bed, but my sister, myself, and little cousin were still up. My sister and little cousin were going to pop popcorn and watch a movie in her room, and I was sitting in the living room about to read a little before bed. My sister decided that she was going to make popcorn on the stove instead of the microwave. That terrifies me. I always think I'm going to burn it.
Yeah, I'm not good at that.
Mm-mm. So she turned the stove on, put the skillet on with the kernels to start cooking. Then she walked back to her room. I was in the living room that's completely open to the kitchen, no obstructions. I got up to walk across the room to get something, and as I turned to walk back to my chair in the corner, I heard what sounded like someone clapping their hands behind me. Mm. Now, my uncle, being the midnight snacker and the silly man that he is, I assumed that he'd come downstairs and clapped his hands behind me to try and scare me. I turned around with a big smile, expecting him to be there, but no one's there. It was so realistic that I was actually confused. I went and looked around the corner, still no one. I could hear my sister and cousin talking in the room down the hall, so I just shrugged it off and went back to the chair to read. A few minutes later, my sister came back to the kitchen to check the popcorn when I heard her say, "Hey, who turned the stove off?" She said my blood ran cold because I instantly knew that clap sound I heard was actually the sound of the stove knob turning off and making that snapping sound.
Oh, yeah, it's the gas stove.
Ooh! Man, for it to like turn the stove off. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was like that chick just walked off. She's gonna burn the house down.
Safety first.
Safety first. My gosh.
At least it's a caring ghost.
Yeah. She says another story. When my sister and I both lived at home, anytime our parents would go out of town, we'd crash in their bed. They had the biggest room in the bed in the house, so we'd take advantage. Their room is the only room in the hallway that is between the garage and the stairs going up to my old bedroom. This is also the hallway where a lot of things would happen. I have no clue why. Anyway, this particular time, my sister and I went to bed, and I, per usual, closed all the doors, closet, hallway, and bathrooms.
Oh my gosh.
I can't stand sleeping with doors open. I can't either.
No.
I don't like it. She said, we're over here with unlocked doors in the building. We'd only been in bed for a few minutes when I heard three distinct knocks on the bedroom door from the hallway.
Absolutely not.
No, thank you. She said my mind raced as I tried to think of a logical solution, but unfortunately, there wasn't one.
No.
No. My gosh, that's terrifying. You're home by yourself in your parents' bedroom, and the door is getting knocks on it from the hallway.
Oh, my God.
No. Ooh. The most recent story was one my mom was so eager to call and tell me about. She said she'd fallen asleep watching TV in the living room. She woke up and noticed that the TV was on out in the screened-in porch. She saw the TV guide was on the screen and someone was scrolling through the guide. She knew my dad was out there watching TV, so she went to tell him goodnight. But when she opened the door, the TV guide stopped moving and no one was out there. My dad was already in bed.
Oh, no.
The ghost was bored. There was nothing on TV to watch.
Everybody's in bed. And it's mm-hmm. like, oh, my God, I got to watch a different show than usual tonight.
Jeez, nobody's, I got to do this on my own.
Oh, ooh. Man.
Other instances, my mom was awoken by someone tapping her on the back, only to turn around, and there was no one there.
Ugh.
I also heard my sister's name whispered in my ear when no one else was home. The TVs would turn on and off a lot, as well as light switches. We'd often feel rushes of cold air out of nowhere, and me, being sensitive, would often feel like someone was around me. Just a few quick stories for you ladies. I'll happily send you more if you'd like. I have 1,000. Take care and stay well. Your Kentucky sister, Amanda.
It just, people who have this many stories, I mean, I guess when you're a kid and you live in a house, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't choose to move.
Right.
But like the parents who dealt with it, like why?
Right.
Of course, I guess also, it's not like if there had been a ghost in my house when I was a kid, it's not like we could have just upped and moved.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But, oh my God. I just can't imagine just being like, this is just what I deal with. There's just a ghost
here.
This is
it now.
I guess it gives you a different perspective.
Yeah.
And you just kind of adjust to it.
Yeah.
Especially if the ghost doesn't seem to be harmful in any way.
Yeah, that's true. Ooh, but still.
Yeah, it's got to be. Mm-mm. Especially for a kid, right? Like, I'd be freaked out now.
Yeah.
But as a kid, I'd be especially unreasonable. I was already afraid of the dark.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
I would just hide under the covers until I would finally fall asleep.
Yeah. Yeah. I had like when I was young, not like, I think. I
sure. Said, it was last year.
Yeah. I wish we still had these for adults. You know, those tents that go over your beds?
Yes.
I had one when I was little and I loved it.
Oh, my
but I
gosh.
Always like would zip it up when I would be afraid.
Yeah.
Because I was like, nothing's going to get me in here.
I mean, Kara, they can make those for adults. We can make that happen, I'm sure.
Let's get one. Let's get one. All right. I've got, hello, you lovely ladies. Hope you are well. It's Rachel here. Not really. It's Rachel.
It's the, Rachel.
It's Rachel.
The Rachel.
It's the OG Rachel. Yeah. We love Rachel. I've been putting off sending in my listening story because, as I'm sure you know, I can't write a short email.
That's fine.
So I write like I talk, using a lot of words. So I'll try to make this brief. I saw so many incidents that I personally have experienced in my entire life. There are far too many. So just know weird stuff happens to me on the regular. My granddad, who is my best friend growing up, because I am an only child, and he absolutely adored me. I'm actually genuinely the favorite. Don't tell my cousins. Sadly, he died over 10 years ago of cancer. Oh, by the way, my grandma and granddad lived at the other end of the street from my mom, dad, and myself. Then my auntie and uncle lived between them and us on the same street. Then my nan and granddad, pronounced panda,
aww,
lived on the corner.
Oh, so her whole family is just on the same street.
She said, this is important later. So for the last 2 weeks or so of his life, my mom and auntie stayed in the house with my grandma and granddad to help care for him while he was ill. It was very uncomfortable for everyone concerned, but it's just one of those things, having to sleep on a camp bed and sofa and swapping out every other night. What made it more uncomfortable was the amount of times the DVD player in the front room where they were all staying, my gosh, I can't say words today, kept switching on and off and opening the drawer despite nobody having the remote control or physically being anywhere near it. No, what?
Opening the drawer would, I mean,
what?
The little thing would be super creepy.
Yeah. Whew. After a couple of good days, my mom had come home for a shower and some proper food. Share proper food. Mm-hmm. I love Rachel.
I know.
She went back down the street, as we called it, to take up her post as a carer. She asked him how he's been, and he replied, not so bad. Joe Wardle has been here to see me for about an hour, so that was nice to see him. I haven't gotten to see him for years. My granddad was notorious in the area. We couldn't go anywhere without someone seeing him and shouting, "Hello, George." He knew everybody. My mom didn't really reply other than say, "That's nice that you've had some company." However, when she spoke to my auntie later in the day to double check, she asked, "Didn't Joe Wardle die?" My auntie replied, "About 2 or 3 days ago, I think."
Oh, my.
To which my mom replied, "Well, Dad just had a visit with him. See how he's doing."
Oh, wow.
There were other incidents relating to the situation, but the other one worth mentioning is that he was talking to his mother, Nana Jackson, as we called her. He wasn't just talking. He was just asking questions. He also seemed to be answering questions as well. So this actually spooked my mom out quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I remember stuff like that happening with my papa when he was passing away.
Yeah.
We spent like day and night with him in the VA.
Mm-hmm.
All that. Yeah. It's just wild to experience. Okay, so she says, next, my granddad. He died many years ago now, but he had been very ill for a number of years with Alzheimer's and dementia, which left him bedbound, unable to communicate. It was so tragic to see. He died in a hospital unexpectedly, and between him dying and a week later on when the funeral happened, it was like we were living in an episode of The X-Files. All three of us, me, mom, dad, would perhaps go to the toilet in the night and notice the bathroom sink taps were running. None of us has ever left the taps running before or since before we went to bed. I was at work alone with another member of staff. I was early and nobody else was in when there was a huge bang from one of the rooms directly upstairs. Mind you that the pharmacy was very, very haunted. You could hear people running and down up and down the stairs when you were sitting on the toilet and nobody was actually around. That would be terrifying. Yes. Trying to pee and hearing things happening around you and you have no control of it.
Yeah.
Also having a feeling that somebody wanted to be behind you and get past. So you move to let them pass and then you turn and there's no one
there.
Yeah, there's nobody actually there. So both my colleague and I heard this big bang. I went to investigate and I honestly can't remember if I found anything or not. But we both said at the same time that it was my granddad and he was the biggest skeptic I knew. Lastly, my dad didn't have a suit for the funeral, so he and my mom went to try and find a new one. They went into the house with the shopping, and as they came through the door, the electric digital phones were all ringing in different ringtone than normal. When my mom picked it up, it wasn't a phone call. It was an electronic alarm, so it said press green button to clear the alarm. The thing with this is none of us set an electronic alarm or even knew how to set it on those phones.
Oh, weird.
I always said that because he was so poorly for so long, his physical body had failed him. This was him sort of being free and flexing, seeing what he could do.
Look at me.
I'm wild and free. Finally, and this is where the location of the houses becomes important. My Nana died in 1997, 2 days after Christmas Day. After cancer again, she stayed at home till the end and died at home. Eventually, the house got sold to a couple. One Christmas, many years later, the husband came down the street and knocked at my auntie's door because he knew her before he bought the house. He asked her, "Did anybody die in this house around Christmas?" She was a little taken back and said, "Yes, my mother did." She was puzzled as to why he would ask. Turns out, for years, every Christmas, strange things would start happening. The weirdest one was the wife being in bed alone and somebody... That's weird. The computer just turned on. Okay, so turns out, for years, every Christmas, strange things started happening. The weirdest one was the wife being in bed alone and somebody sitting on the end of the bed so that she couldn't move her feet. Apparently, she had woken up thinking it was a dream, then realized it wasn't a dream and assumed it was her husband sitting there.
Mm.
She looked and saw there was nobody else in the room and started panicking.
Oh, my gosh.
This guy asked my auntie, "Does it sound like something she would do?" And my auntie laughed and said, "It absolutely sounds like something she would do." Another incident is this couple's watching TV one night again at Christmas time and heard as if somebody had dropped a ping pong ball in the kitchen. One big bounce and then... it would get shorter and shorter between the bounces until it was laying on the floor. The man went to investigate, and there were no signs of a ping pong ball whatsoever, and they could not figure it out. In fact, nobody figured it out until someone thought to tell me what was going on, and I knew exactly what it was. For some reason, they had a crystal dish underneath the gas fire in the lounge with water in it and a ping pong ball. The water was to keep the air from being too dry. A budget humidifier, I expect. And the ping pong ball was there so that she could see when the water level dropped as she had cataracts. The higher up the ping pong ball, the higher the level of water. Again, my auntie is another skeptic, but finally had to give in and say this is too uncanny not to be true. Sorry for rambling. I took as many words away as I could. Love you guys so much. Goodbye. Rachel.
Oh, Rachel.
Oh, my goodness.
I love those stories.
And did she move into her friend's house that had passed away? Rachel, is that correct?
I can't remember. I do remember something like that happening early in our time. But I can't remember how it played out.
Yeah, you'll have to message us and let us know.
I love how many of our listeners have these connections to, like,
oh my gosh,
the ghost stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's really interesting.
It is.
I mean, I guess that's our sample size is people who listen to this podcast. Yeah. So it's probably a little skewed.
Yes.
It's not a proper research study, but.
But I mean.
I just think it's so fascinating.
It really is.
I just don't have any ghost stories. I hate it.
I have so many. Maybe we should get my brother Josh in here one day just to have him tell all of his stories, because he's had some wild ones where he constantly travels. He's lived all over. Josh is legally blind. He can see, but he's had several surgeries since he was little to kind of correct things, and it's never fully corrected it. So he can't drive.
Mm-hmm.
So he's always lived in big cities where he can just get around easily.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that makes him a little more sensitive to things.
I was going
to
say, it might also mean that he relies on other senses and picks up on things.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe we should get him in here one day.
Sounds fun. I've never met your brother Josh.
Hilarious.
That's what I know. You've told me so many stories. He seems so funny.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Thank you so much, and thank you all for sending in these stories. We always love them.
Yeah, they're a fun little breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We love you
so much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.